This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. From choosing the right travel card to dodging hidden fees, Smart Travel helps your money go further, literally. They cover all things travel finance, like which travel cards are actually worth the annual fee and which just look shiny, which airport lounges are legit and which offer just stale crackers. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Today on Go Nomad, we visit the small nation of Slovenia. When people think of Slovenia, they often imagine a quick stop at Lake Bled, a stroll through Ljubljana, and maybe a visit to the Pažičo cave before moving on. But Slovenia is so much more. Today we're going to join writers Kathy Arquilla, Sharon Kurtz, and Belle Wodehaus, who give their impressions and their images from their visits to Slovenia over the years. We're diving into emerald rivers, medieval villages, and culinary adventures that'll make you rethink everything you thought you knew about this Central European gem. Slovenia is just south of Austria, about the size of New Jersey. Let's begin with the capital, Ljubljana. It's often described as charming, but that doesn't quite do it justice. They boarded a river cruise on the Ljubljanica River, gliding past weeping willows and pastel buildings that looked like they belonged in a fairy tale. The iconic Dragon Bridge loomed ahead, guarded by fierce green dragons. Legend has it they wag their tails when a virgin crosses. Locals joke that it's more of a mother-in-law bridge, fiery and unpredictable. As we floated past riverside cafes and lovers locking padlocks on Butcher's Bridge, the guide shared stories of pirates, blood-soaked legends, and even giant rodents called nutria, like beavers with attitude. It was whimsical, weird, and wonderful. But Slovenia's magic isn't confined to its capital. Just west of Ljubljana, Go Nomad writer Kathy Arquilla visited the Horjul region and went truffle hunting with Matej Beznik and his two dogs, Eric and Fendi. Matej named his business Mati Truffle, Mati meaning mother in Slovenian, a tribute to the earth's nurturing power. She hiked through damp forest floors, wildflowers blooming, and red-roofed villages peeking through the trees. This wasn't just about finding truffles. It was about connecting with nature, with tradition, and the people who live it every day. After the hunt, they sat down for a truffle-tasting lunch at Greek, a restaurant that merges Slovenian rusticity with Asian umami. Chef Luka Kozir served dishes that felt like edible poetry, fermented, cured, and plated with reverence. His cellar was a shrine to miso, soy sauce, and goose eggs. It was Slovenia's culinary soul led bare. From forest to vineyards, the journey continued to the Pava Valley. Here, the wine flows as freely as the conversation, such as Pinella, a crisp white wine that dances on the tongue. Walking through the village of Goci, past beekeeping farms and stone houses draped in vine, at the Petrik Urban, a sustainable winery, we sipped orange wine and talked politics, motherhood, and the strange comfort of shared uncertainty. Slovenia's food and wine scene isn't just delicious, it's deeply personal. At Gostina Marakrik, a family-run restaurant near the Adriatic coast, Chef Kinsija and her husband Martin welcomed us like long-lost relatives. Kinsija crafts her own ceramics and plates each dish with devotion. Her beef tartare with pumpkin seed oil moss was a revelation. This wasn't just farm to table, it was heart to table. Then there's Piran. This coastal town is a mashup of Italy, Croatia, and Austria. Standing in Tartini Square, eating ice cream, and watching boats bob in the harbor, writer Sharon Kurtz felt the layers of history. 5 passports in 100 years, Venetian architecture, and salt pans that once made the region rich. Speaking of salt, Kathy met Nina Fergat at the Gramona farm, where she and her family produce olive oil with flavors so vibrant, orange, lemon, you'll want to check your luggage just to bring some home. Beneath a pergola with views of the salt pans, they dipped bread, shared stories, and watched the sun sink below the Adriatic. It was one of those moments that make you forget the noise of the world and remember what really matters. But Slovenia isn't just about indulgence, it's about nature. With over 60% of the country covered in forest, it's a haven for hikers, kayakers, and dreamers. Lake Bohinj, nestled in the Triglav National Park, is quieter than Bled, but no less stunning. The water is crystal clear, fed by mountain streams and the Soča River. Locals say, you're not truly Slovenian until you've climbed Mount Triglav. It's more than a peak, it's a rite of passage. In the Karst region, is the Lipica Stud Farm, home of the Liprazaner Stallions. Watching foals gallop beside their mothers, knowing their dark coats would turn white by age 7, felt like witnessing transformation in slow motion. And then there was Stangell, a medieval village with just 19 residents. Perched on a hilltop with views of the Vipava Valley, they wandered stone streets, tasted Tehran wine, and imagined music festivals echoing through these ancient walls. Finally, they reached Gorska Brda, Slovenia's Tuscany. E-biking through the vineyards, picking cherries, tasting olive oil in a round stone tower, they understood what Tina Novak-Samek meant when she said, "We are a little piece of heaven." Slovenia is not a place you pass through, it's a place you linger in. A place where dragons guard bridges, truffles hide beneath forest floors, and wine flows with the stories. Read more about Slovenia on gonomad.com.
Looking for a quick, engaging travel inspiration? Travel Intent is your go-to. Hosts David Brody and Tim Johnson have explored over 145 countries and bring their expertise to highlight a new destination each week in just 10 minutes. You'll love their tips and stories. Listen now at voyescape.com.